This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget about our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Okay, joining us now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
What happened over the weekend in Baghdad? I understand that the bad guys took some target practice and got close again to our embassy in the Green Zone.
Sunday night, a series of Katusa rockets were launched. They do have some anti-rocket technology that they're using. People kind of still were milling around and doing whatever, you know, Baghdadians do.
Mm-hmm.
But one security officer apparently had some minor injuries. There was a little bit of damage. So the next question then becomes, where is Iraq on this, and what's the consequence? This is not a new thing, but it's a constant thing. And I think there were eight of them on this one. A couple of cars were damaged, so forth. So, yep, that's what happened in Baghdad.
Okay, I've got a question here from William. William is in Louisville, Kentucky, listening to us. Thank you very much, William, for the nice comments. He said, on the weekend, we, meaning you and me, talked about Zoom. And he said there was a story reported about a Zoom executive who was exposed as a Chinese communist spy. Well, I found it. It's on Breitbart. They said he sabotaged the anti-China video conferences with child porn and terrorism, according to the Department of Justice. So he wants to know a little bit more about what that's all about.
They've got a bunch of trolls, at a minimum, by the way, because I would argue that most of it is because of the Chinese Communist Party, but they have a bunch of trolls that are finding their way into Zoom meetings. And unless you set certain settings when you set up your meeting, you know, that you can't have any outside people, that, you know, you've had your meeting blocked, that you have to have some kind of password and all these other kinds of things, you don't know who's in that meeting with you. Now, this is not a new phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the military that's doing Zoom meetings. You've got academics that are doing Zoom meetings. You've got public school systems that are doing Zoom meetings. You've got corporations that are doing them.
Mm-hmm.
If for nothing else, you've got Joe Biden doing them. And we've seen him on TV with a, you know, a huge wall of all of these people that he's got in the Zoom meeting. There are major issues with Zoom, and it is highly irresponsible for anybody to be using Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
I said it back in, I think, the early part of the summer.
Yeah.
And I was putting it out there again. Stop it. You have no idea who's in that Zoom meeting with you. The Chinese Communist Party can gather some fascinating things from a personal standpoint. I mean, I can't even believe there's more that they need to know about us.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty much know everything, but they're in our Zoom meeting, so get off of Zoom.
Well, the other thing is they were doing, there was something about ZTE phones that came out, and once I heard about that and Huawei and all that stuff.
That was a couple of years ago.
I know, but once I heard about that, I got rid of my ZTE phone and I went with a Samsung simply because I said, well, man, this isn't good.
No. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to look very hard at everything that you do, and if it's got a Chinese fingerprint on it, run the other direction as fast as you can.
Yep, I'm with you. By the way, our Florida Congressman District 1 up in the panhandle, Matt Gaetz, has said that he has also announced that he will challenge the Electoral College votes on January the 6th when the Congress meets House of Representatives. This brings what, 30, 35?
Congressman Mo Brooks is the first one to kind of mobilize this thing challenge it. And I think that there's about 36, 37 of them that have signed on to do that.
Are they all Republicans? I don't think so. Aren't there a few Democrats?
I have not seen the whole list. I saw an early list, and then I just saw that it was growing, but I have not looked at all the names. But you know, understand something here with all of that has happened with this election, and not just about, you know, the presidential slot, but even the down ballots. You've got a lot of Democrats that lost their races across the country on the House side. So there's some people that are, you know, on both sides of the aisle that have some issues, including certainly some Democrats.
Yep, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, for what it's worth, right now in the clubhouse, the new Congress coming in, Democrats 220, Republicans 214, with one seat still up in the air. Nancy will either have a 6 or a 5 seat majority. We'll see. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, for a limited time, you can go over to their website, balanceofnature.com, and you can take a look at all the wellness products they have there to sell. Decide what it is you want to order, then use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save yourself 35% on your order. That's all you got to do. Go to balanceofnature.com and use that product code. In the meantime, if you want to call and ask questions to the health coach that's available, you can call them at 800-246-8751. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Now, we were just talking here briefly about the Super Bowl, and which is going to be in Tampa. And yesterday on the NFL pregame show, the NFL made an announcement that the reporters put out there, the sports guys, and they said that the NFL, along with the state of Florida, along with the city of Tampa, were considering allowing more people to attend the Super Bowl, because as it stands right now, the way they had it, it was 13,000 people was going to be what they were going to let in. But with more people getting the vaccine right now, provided they had the vaccine card or proof of the vaccine, they might double that amount of people to come to the game, which would mean a lot more revenue, thank goodness, because this is a big deal, and who knows, they might even put more people in there.
I doubt very seriously that they would be able to vaccinate another, you know, 14,000 people that would be even interested in going to the Super Bowl, especially if these are the ones that are the first frontline responders, the frontline medical workers, the first responders, and then senior citizens. So,
I should have qualified this because these were people that had already bought tickets, and apparently they've got a bunch of people that have already bought tickets to go to the game, and they had enough people that it was going to pretty much take care of all the people that had already bought tickets. That's the way. That's the other thing they threw into there. I don't know.
There's something wrong with that one.
Well, we'll find out because they definitely announced it, and I'm going to have my sports report here in the next hour, and we'll find out from Patrick Hyland, what, of course, is going on. Okay, got a question about the voting machines. Which is worse? And this is coming from Tom, and Tom is in Dallas, Texas. Tom is saying, which is worse, the Dominion or the Smartmatic, or are they both the same?
No, the Smartmatic's the software, the hardware, which is Dominion, also has software, but is the real gut of the system is Smartmatic. So they're really kind of one and the same, yes. So you can't make a distinction on what is worse. You only can make concentrate on the fact that what was the production, the results out of Smartmatic/Dominion machines. That's the only thing you can necessarily do. And I would look at, every county, every voting district across the country. I think there are people out there that have reported on this. I saw a snippet on it yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to read it. But every single machine, what those results were for the presidential race. Mm-hmm. So I did it for the state of Florida, so you can cross off Florida. And Florida had, of all of our counties, only 18 used Dominion/Smartmatic.
Right.
And of those 18, only 2 went to Biden. The rest of them went to Trump, which I'll say again, Florida was a pivot point. When they saw what was happening in Florida, remember what happened for the next several hours. It's kind of like things were suspended in space. Some of these other districts and states weren't reporting for quite some time.
They saw the pattern. They saw the pattern emerging. There was going to be a landslide, a la Donald Trump.
So, if anybody wants to necessarily do that, the data's out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I only did it for Florida. I've got 49 more states to go. But they're the same.
Okay, now Vladimir Putin, good old Vladdy, over the weekend told his spy agency to keep up the good work in lieu of the hack, which he didn't say they did it. He didn't say they didn't do it, but he just said, keep up the good work, boys. And that's a quote coming from the Russian media.
That's probably propaganda.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't that something? I mean, talk about sticking it in your face. There you go.
I mean, it's pretty clear that I think that this hack is Russian. But for there to be some kind of gloating and so forth and so on, I doubt very seriously that was official. That's just not something that the Kremlin itself would necessarily put out there with some kind of admission. They never admit any kind of wrongdoing, period, end of report. So it's a matter of trolling.
Now, Kevin McCarthy, over the weekend, he was on a couple of different programs. Kevin McCarthy came out, and once again, we all agree with this. I believe all of us do that have paid attention. Eric Swalwell needs to be booted off the House Intel panel sooner rather than later.
Well, there's only 2 people that were given that briefing by the FBI, and mm-hmm. that was McCarthy and Pelosi. So mm-hmm. she heard the exact same thing that McCarthy did. He came. She's not giving any interviews apparently about it. He did, and he said he needs to come off, and he needs to come off now. He was actually saying it probably during the meeting. So for Pelosi to not do a thing is not only reckless, but I think is really seditious.
Yeah.
But beyond that, you know, where's Adam Schiff? Because he's the chairman of the committee.
Yeah.
And he should be stepping up and saying, we can't have this on the committee.
So I agree.
You really have a dynamic duo here between Pelosi and Adam Schiff that he needs to come off, period, and report. And I would also argue he really needs to have a security clearance stripped and be thrown out of Congress.
No, I wouldn't disagree at all with any of that you said. Not a second. There's many people that have said that in the chat room tonight already. Senator John Barrasso, Republican of Wyoming, who happens to be a medical doctor, okay, he has told the Biden cabinet picks that will be coming before the committee that he sits on, be prepared for some grueling hearings.
Tell that to Chris Wallace. I heard him say it. And that's exactly right. I mean, some of these people, remember now, Biden said that this would be a bipartisan, this would be a fair, blah, 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 of the people, you know, that he's going to have in his administration.
Just not true.
Mm-hmm. Well, it clearly is not true. Mm-hmm. And some of these picks so far are outrageous, such that if you even look real closely, Biden doesn't even know who they are. He's never even had a conversation with them.
No.
So this is really coming from some other, I would say, dark organizations and lobbyists that are putting pressure on the transition team to name some of these people. So, yeah, there's going to be, I would say right now, we're probably as high as 70%. Would not clear Senate confirmation.
Devin Nunes said that we need a probe to find out why the FBI and the DOJ did not turn over certain Peter Strzok texts and still have
it. Right.
And still have
it. That's right. Precisely right. There's even more text messages that are coming out, and they're coming out because of Judicial Watch and,
right,
and their lawsuits. And so it's kind of like, well, where's the FBI been, and why haven't they caught these up? So he's making, based on some of these text messages by Peter Strzok, Nunes and crowd that are on his team are making more criminal referrals to the Department of Justice. And they better kind of get them in there fast because, you know, obviously we've got a short window until Biden's people start getting into the Department of Justice. And who Biden chooses to run the Department of Justice is going to be terrifying.
Yeah, maybe it'll be Baccaria. I'm going to keep saying his name wrong on purpose because of Joe Biden. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow on the program. Have yourself a great day up there. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go to that website, check out all the different things she writes about. Sign up for her daily sit rep, too. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers announced a deal on a $900 billion coronavirus relief bill Sunday that will provide financial assistance for small businesses, schools, the unemployed, and send another round of stimulus payments to most Americans. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced the deal on the floor of the Senate, saying that another rescue package would be on the way soon.
We can finally report what our nation has needed to hear for a very long time. More help is on the way. Moments ago, in consultation with our committees, the four leaders of the Senate and the House finalized an agreement. There'll be another major rescue package for the American people. As our citizens continue battling this coronavirus, this holiday season, they will not be fighting alone.
This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news report, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Find them online by going to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu, and they are going to tell themselves all about you, and then I'll add some more to it right after we come back. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other one right here in my backyard, Tampa, Florida, over in Clearwater, Florida, which is on the other side of the bay from where I'm at. Now, in either case, you can ask to take the tour by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. Now, that number again is 800-659-2080, and ask to take a tour of one of their facilities, whichever one's closest to you, either the one in Concord, Mass, or the one in Clearwater, Florida. And you'll be able to get your questions asked, you'll be able to see everything that's involved, and you'll be able to make a very good decision on what will be probably the best career move you've ever made. Now, all of that being said, 800-659-2080 is the number to call. Make sure you do that. All right, well, we start out with the Iranian-backed militias on the anniversary of Soleimani's death, launching several rockets towards the American embassy in Baghdad. Now, this was not a coincidence. This was obviously intentional, and they did it to try to cause as much harm and damage as they could. There were some injuries, but not to our people. And they, of course, pretty much missed their target. Did some damage, but not a lot. But this is to be expected. This is what they do. Now, also, a new tri-service maritime strategy for the U.S. Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard was released in the latest Pentagon product to sound the alarm over the increasing military might of a resurgent Russia and China, who are trying to make big footprints in areas around the world. Now, the U.S. Nuclear Weapons Agency said at least three states were hacked as part of a suspected Russian cyber attack that struck a number of federal government agencies, according to people with knowledge on the matter, indicating widening reach of one of the biggest cybersecurity breaches in recent memory. And, again, the fellow that used to be in charge of the cyber program is no longer in charge, probably because of that reason, you think? I do. By the way, toxic forever chemicals found in the drinking water of many military bases are known to cause the immune system issues that have brought about studies conducted by an environmental working group, which could be concerned for more service members and their dependents when it comes to both the risk of contracting the coronavirus and getting the vaccine to prevent it. Obviously, water is a large contingent in what needs to be done. And a Pentagon system was set up for states to keep track of coronavirus vaccines. It's now outdated. It has inaccurate projections for deliveries. That's misled a bunch of governors into expecting they'd receive far more doses than what they've actually received in the coming days. And I will tell you that the president has reiterated his vow to veto anything that comes across his desk that adds to more confusion and chaos in the country than what we've already got. And God knows we've got plenty of it right now. And we'll have to see what that means. Now, the U.S. Joint Chiefs Chairman recently met with the Taliban on peace talks. Of course, we're talking about General Mark Milley. He had unannounced talks with the Taliban peace negotiators in the Persian Gulf to urge a reduction in violence across Afghanistan. Even as senior American officials in Kabul warned that stepped-up Taliban attacks endanger the militant group's peace negotiations within the Afghan government. Who knows what's going to happen there? And China and the United States once again have traded accusations over the failure to hold a maritime security meeting this week, the latest sign of heightened tensions between the rival powers and the military sphere that we live in. By the way, magnetic bombs that the Taliban are using have killed at least 10 Afghan government officials in the last several weeks. Basically, what that is they take a bomb and they magnetically stick it to the vehicle that the official drives off in, and that's it. Kaboom, see ya. And a new RAND Corporation report found that the Japan Self-Defense Forces could offer effective and capable assistance to the United States should a conflict erupt between China in the East China Sea. Now, we're dotting our I's and crossing our T's when it comes to China because we have to. And there's a lot more antagonism going on right now over in the Western Pacific. So we have to keep our eyes and ears wide open to what we're seeing over there. Now, more military recruiters, for some reason, are catching the testing positive for the coronavirus across the country at the bases, at the offices that they have around the country. They're trying to do something to slow that down, using plastic to keep the separation between people, the plastic windows and whatnot, like I'm looking at here in my studio. But hundreds of military medical personnel in Oahu have been inoculated against the coronavirus. That was done last week, 2 days after the Tripler Army Medical Center received an initial batch of the Pfizer biotech vaccine. And that's in Hawaii. And as it stands now, more than 55,000 active duty U.S. soldiers, racked by war wounds and injuries, are deemed as non-deployable. So we have 55,000 active duty soldiers that are in backup positions. Apparently, at one time, they may have actually been in combat positions, but now they're back because of the injuries they've got. And again, I don't even know why that was reported by the agency that reported it, CNN. But I get it. I understand it. This allows people with experience to stay in and try to teach some others what they've learned along the way. By the way, two key House panels announced a joint investigation into the massive cyber attack that hit the multiple federal agencies in what may be one of the most damaging digital intrusions in years. I think by the time they get done, they're going to find out it was the worst one ever. And Vladimir Putin came out over the weekend, amongst other things, and said the arms race between Washington and Moscow has already begun. He also said and congratulated his spy agency on the great job they're doing, which includes the hacking of the United States. And the case for leaving Afghanistan, the notorious graveyard of empires, is relatively straightforward now, because now Afghanistan is Biden's war, and he's kind of got himself in a box. We'll see how that works out, because there's a lot of his people are saying, we can't leave, we got to stick around and do what we got to do. Well, yes and no to that one. Oh, by the way, I forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me, JW, the wreath laying over the weekend. My buddy Craig Gross was up in Arlington, up there, doing it up there. So there you go. All right, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia, who right now is probably out in the barn with her husband Don, getting things taken care of for the horses, because they run a horse stable up there, D&D Ranch, at Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a little bit from Fort Benning, and a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning. I got a little treat for you right now. Chris Markowski has not called in, so I think he may be taking a day off, because I think he's in transit right now. He was down here yesterday for something. I don't know what the something was. But anyway, let's get a little something going here, a little spirit of the season, little laugh to it, too. Here we go.
I heard the story about Rudolph and his nose, but I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet about that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather, he had to call in sick, so he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck. Leroy said, hey, I'm on my way, and he jumped in his pickup truck. When Leroy got to the North Pole, all the reindeer snickered and laughed. They'd never seen a deer in overalls and a John Deere tractor hat. But Santa stepped in and said, just calm down, cause we've all got a job to do. And like it or not, Leroy's in charge and he's gonna be leading you. And it was Leroy, the redneck ranger.
flames. Delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. We're just a down home party animal, two-stepping across the sky. He makes jingle bells with the rebel yell and made history that night.
All righty, Leroy. Oh, the redneck reindeer. That's Joe Diffie. And that song's been around for a long time, I'll tell you. But I just figured we needed a little bit of humor today with everything that's going on. And by the way, some good news to report financially. Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, and company managed to agree upon a COVID aid package of some $908 billion. And this was announced late last night, and apparently they're going to vote on it sometime today. They're not going to leave. Senator John Barrasso said that they are not going to leave Washington, D.C. without having relief for the American people sent out, because he said people are hurting and they need help. But that's the understatement of the year, Senator Barrasso. But I've got some particulars on this, and let me dig it out here real quick, because the money and the way they're going to do this, it's going to be a $600 direct payment to individuals who made less than $75,000. They're going to do it the same way they did before. For those of you that had it mailed to you, it'll get mailed back. For those of you that had direct deposit, it'll be direct deposit. All depends on how you did your tax return. And also, $300 per week in unemployment payments, so that'll be on top of the regular amount. And Congress also is going to try to put the $1.4 trillion spending bill, funding government programs through September 21, together along with this, so it's all there in one shot. Now, that may or may not be able to be done, because it's got to be done by midnight tonight, Monday night, or not at all, and he'll have to do another continuing resolution like he did just here in the last 24 hours. Now, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, of course, said that she wants to give her members a little bit of time to review the package before calling a vote. So it's probably not going to be until late today or this evening when they do the vote in the House of Representatives. Meanwhile, the deal also is expected to grant U.S. airlines some $15 billion in new payroll assistance that will allow them to return more than 32,000 furloughed workers to their payrolls through March the 31st. And the deal will also include $1 billion for passenger railroad line Amtrak, $14 billion for public transportation systems, and $10 billion for state highways. I certainly hope the states use the money for what I just mentioned, because if they don't, there's going to be hell to pay, because they'll be lucky if they get another dime out of anybody if they don't use the money for what it's supposed to be used for. And again, the big question is whether or not they have enough time to review the deal and vote on it by midnight tonight. It's got to be done by midnight tonight if they want to attach the $1.4 trillion spending bill for the government to this, which is something they do want to do. So this is a big deal. And they were able to come to agreement on it over the weekend. And again, the $1,200 checks that some people were saying, oh, well, we're going to get $1,200. And I said, don't hold your breath when I first heard that, because, first of all, and I'm not trying to be a party pooper, but there's nobody out there that thought that we were going to get any money to begin with, because they came out and said right off the bat that they weren't going to be issuing money to individuals when they first started talking about this. This was supposed to be for businesses and the government, but they've now brought in people to hand them $600 checks to try to help them out. Now, I've already had a bunch of people say, well, we're going to have it by Christmas. We're going to get it by Christmas. We need it by Christmas. I have no idea, but I doubt it. I have no idea, but I doubt it. It hasn't even been signed into law yet or passed yet. So how do you think you're going to get it by Christmas? The government doesn't act that fast. Be nice if they did, but they don't act that fast. Now, by New Year's, probably, in many cases. But again, many of you the last time around had to wait a month to get your check in the mail. And some people, it took a little bit more than a month. It just all depended on where you're at in the list. And I'm sure that Internal Revenue Service will once again have on their website the preference as to how they're sending it out, where you can type in your Social Security number like you did before. I think that's what you did. And then it told you when you were going to get your check, when they were going to mail it out, or when they were going to direct deposit it, whatever the situation is. So there you go. And good morning, Christine. She says, maybe we should just open the country back up. Well, yes, we probably should, but wait till you hear me talk about the United Kingdom and the mutant coronavirus that has erupted over there, that has got many flights being canceled from the UK by many countries that are scared to death of what could happen if the people show up in their country with this new mutant strain of coronavirus. Now, to that I say, we need to do more vaccinating as fast as we can to try to counter this. But then again, what do I know? And good morning to JW up there, the voice of Brooksville. Hello, JW. How the heck are you? And George, how you doing there, my man? And Sondi has chimed in, too, tonight. I didn't see you till just a minute ago there, Sondi. But good morning to you, and thank you very much for your kind comments. And I think George was up laying wreaths up in North. Let's see. Yeah, up in Bushnell. I believe that's where you were over the weekend, George. You missed us for lunch, but that's okay. I get it. I get it. No big deal. And hello, Robert. Let's see where Robert's from here. Robert is chiming in. See if I can figure out where he's at there. Oh, he's from Jersey. Okay. If any people deserve to go to the Super Bowl, it should be the frontline workers who've been vaccinated and have been working through the year. Yeah, I understand. But I think what they're going to do is they got a bunch of tickets they've sold. They're trying to get the ticket holders into the game. We'll see. I'll be right back. Frank Silvato coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.